Upon occasion, there was no water, and the Prophet ﷺ stuck his finger, and water began to sprout from his finger. And 1,400 Sahaba did wudu from that one vessel. 1,400 Sahaba. And then the Prophet ﷺ took a date, and he began to chew the date, and he placed the date in his mouth. And the first thing which went into the stomach of Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu was the saliva of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How blessed was the saliva of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Let me tell you how blessed the saliva of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. When Uthman radiallahu anhu had a well and the water was bitter, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam just placed his saliva into that well. The water became sweet and it remained sweet. The saliva of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so blessed. When Muhammad ibn Hatim came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he had burns since he was a child, he had these burns. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed this saliva upon his body. And the narrations mention that before he stood up from the gathering, entire burns had disappeared. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam named him Abdullah. And in another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khayrul asma Abdullah wa Abdurrahman." The best of names is Abdullah and Abdurrahman. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam supplicated. And let me tell you how blessed the supplication of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. It was so blessed that Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua that Allah increase my progeny and my wealth. And he mentions that my gardens would blossom twice a year and the flowers would smell of musk. This is the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Upon another occasion, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a dua for the camel of Jabir radiallahu anhu, and Jabir radiallahu anhu's camel could barely walk. And Jabir radiallahu anhu mentioned, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the dua, after this no camel could catch my camel. This was the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And from the lap of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went into a blessed house, in the house where the parents inculcated piety and bravery in him. Piety and bravery. And his bravery was such that his mother mentions that when all other children would want to play with toys, Abdullah would ask for a sword. He would ask for a sword. And this doesn't mean that these were bloodthirsty people. The only time they carried their sword was to remove injustices and restore justice. This is the time. They weren't Rambos. They never said that we were Terminators or Rambos. But if you look into their life, these were humble people. These were humble people. And their guns didn't have upon them born to kill. On the contrary, Ali radiallahu anhu mentions that if you looked at the sword of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his sheath, I found a note. And that note said, look at what it said. It said, "Sil man qata'ak wa qulil haqq walau ala anfusik wa ahsin ila man asa'a alayk." It said, reconcile ties with that person who breaks ties with you. And speak the truth, even if it goes against your very self. Even if it goes against yourself, speak the truth. And be good to those who are evil to you. This is the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you look at the Rambos of today, you know, born to kill. Born to kill. And what a piece. And the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was this, that in his sheath, where he kept his sword, he had the teachings that whoever breaks ties with you, you connect ties with him. And you speak the truth, even if it's against yourself. And you are good to those who are bad to you. And it was upon these teachings that people like Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu were raised. Really, these are the teachings that they were raised upon. And this is why that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself bore testimony to the bravery of Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu. Upon occasion, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they brought all their children so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could bless them. And none of the children would go close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because they were shy. And the only child who moved forward was Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he saw him, he smiled and he said, "Huwa ibn abihi." He is the son of his father. Like his father is a man, he's a man. Like his father is brave, he is brave. And you compare that to our children today, really. You know, you have youngsters of two types. One who are scared of everything. They're even scared of their shadows. Why? Because this is what their parents teach them. When they can't look after them, they scare them of the doorbell. They scare them of the policeman. They scare them of the cat. They scare them of the dog. And the ultimate terror, the worst of terror, the terror which makes Freddy Krueger look like a nun, the Molvi. Scare them of the Molvi. And really, what are you doing when you scare them of a Molvi? The reality is that you are indirectly scaring them of those people who represent the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what you are doing. And the other group of people who are brave, but they're brave for all the wrong things. They're brave when they're with their boys and they want to jump an individual. They're brave when it goes against other Muslims. They're brave in transgressing the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one place where they're not brave is for the truth. One place where they're not brave is for the truth. And you look at people like Abdullah ibn Zubayr, that those the Prophet ﷺ bore testimony upon his bravery. Not only the Prophet ﷺ, that man from which the shaitan would run away. Shaitan would run away, bore testimony to the bravery of Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu. Upon occasion, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu was walking. And who was Umar? Umar was that man who, regarding the Prophet ﷺ, said, if shaitan is walking one down one street and Umar comes down that street, shaitan scarpers. Umar radiallahu anhu was walking and he saw a group of children playing, and when they saw Umar radiallahu anhu, they all ran away besides one child. And Umar radiallahu anhu came up to this child and he said, all your friends have run away, why did you not run away? And he said, because I've done nothing wrong that I should run away, and nor is the path so narrow that you can't get past. And Umar radiallahu anhu said, who are you? And he said, Abdullah, the son of Zubayr radiallahu anhu. And this is why the Sahaba radiallahu anhu mentioned that there were three things that nobody disputed regarding Abdullah ibn Zubayr. One was his eloquence, the second was his ibadah, and the third was his bravery. But it wasn't just bravery, it was bravery with immense strength. And do you know where he attained this strength from? Let me tell you. Something maybe me and you will regard gross, but the ulama mentioned, because of this reason, he was very, very strong. Nobody could defeat him. Upon occasion, the Prophet ﷺ extracted some blood. So he had some cupping done, and he told Abdullah to dispose of it. And Abdullah radiallahu anhu said, I will dispose of it. And when he came back, the Prophet ﷺ said, have you disposed of it in a place where nobody can find? And he said, O Messenger of Allah, I disposed of it in a place where nobody will find it. And he said, what did you do with it? And he said, I drank it. He said, I drank it so that my ilm and my iman increases, and that I have a portion of your body in my body. And my body is more befitting than the earth that it take your blood. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Abshir. He said, glad tidings that the fire of Jahannam will never be able to touch your body. And what impact this blood had upon his body, let me tell you what impact it had upon his body. When Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi asked Abu Mulaika, he asked him, describe Abdullah ibn Zubayr to me. And Abu Mulaika said, what do you want me to describe? His dunyawi characteristics or his deen characteristics? And then he said, I swear by Allah. And this was the impact that the blood of the Prophet ﷺ had upon his physique. He said, I swear by Allah. And Abu Mulaika was a man who met many sahaba. He said, I swear by Allah, I had never seen a man whose skin sat upon his flesh like Abdullah ibn Zubayr's skin sat upon his flesh. And he said, I swear by Allah, I never saw a man whose flesh sat upon his muscles like Abdullah ibn Zubayr's flesh sat upon his muscles. And he said, I swear by Allah, I have never seen a man whose muscles sat upon his bones like the muscles of Abdullah ibn Zubayr sat upon his bones. This was the barakah of the blood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And let me tell you how old Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu was when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. And this means that this happened obviously before that. He was only 10 years old when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. And you can understand how much love that these people had for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He drank the blood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at age before 10. And we profess, really, how often you hear brothers professing that we love Allah and His Rasul, and come Fajr Salah, you can't wake up for Fajr. Come, only time that we have for Allah and His Rasul is Jum'ah, 2 hours in the week. And we say we love Allah and His Rasul. When it comes to following the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can't do it, we can't even do the faraid. And therefore you understand it's empty lip service. And you look at the likes of Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu, before the age of 10, he drank the blood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the ulama write that this had a deep impact on his strength. It had a deep impact on his strength and upon his physique, that no man could defeat Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu when it came to a fight. And then in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, both of them would take mashwara from him. And it was in the time of Uthman radiallahu anhu that when Uthman radiallahu anhu sent an army to conquer North Africa, the mastermind behind conquering large portions of North Africa was Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu. Uthman radiallahu anhu sent an army under Abdullah ibn Sa'd. And then he sent some many eminent Sahaba, the likes of Hussein radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Zubayr, Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. And what would happen is from morning to afternoon, the battle would rage. And when the Muslims would give the adhan for the Dhuhr Salah, the Muslims would retreat and the enemy would retreat. And every day, the leader of the enemies would make announcement. He would say, whoever brings me in the head of Abdullah ibn Sa'd, I will give him 100,000 dinar and I will marry him to my daughter. And Abdullah ibn Sa'd got scared. He was concerned that one of his own boys will kill him. And Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu said, don't worry, you make announcement that whoever brings me the head of Jurjair, I will give him 100,000 dinar and I will marry him to the daughter of Jurjair. And so then he began to make announcement. And after a little while, Jurjair got scared. And then Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu suggested, he gave Abdullah ibn Sa'd the mashwara. He said, I suggest that you split the army into two. Let half of the army fight and let the other half rest. And this is what they did. The next morning, after Fajr until Zohr, the battle raged like never before. And when the Zohr adhan was given, the Muslims carried on fighting. The Muslims carried on fighting until both armies were totally fatigued. Both armies couldn't even stand. And then the Muslims retreated. And when the enemy were resting, the rest of the Muslims attacked them. And before they could pick up their weapons, the Muslims were upon them. And in the midst of all this frenzy, Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu saw Jurjair behind the army. And he was sitting on his throne and he had two women fanning him. And then Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu took bayah from 13 men, bayah until death. And what Abdullah ibn Zubayr did, that he ripped through the enemy's army until he reached the other side. And Jurjair thought it was a messenger until Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu was so close to him. And then he saw the intent in the eyes of Abdullah ibn Zubayr. But by that time it was game over and the takbir started.